Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Showalter, your host for Science Elements, a digest of cutting-edge research from the American Chemical Society, the world's largest scientific society. Late last week, the American Cancer Society announced that death rates from cancer in the United States have plummeted 20% in the past two decades. This decline translates into nearly 1.2 million cancer deaths prevented since 1991. While this is an encouraging sign, the nation's war on cancer is far from over. In fact, the Cancer Society estimates that 1.6 million Americans will be diagnosed with cancer, and more than 580,000 of us will die of it this year. In this episode, we take a look at the latest efforts to treat this disease more effectively. So in the next few minutes, you'll hear about how scientists are closing in on a way to mass-produce a promising cancer-fighting agent, how a new computer model could help researchers better predict side effects caused by drugs used to treat cancer and other diseases, and finally, in an unrelated story, why old scientific musings may be worth $250,000. Scientists in Japan say they have developed the first practical way to make large amounts of a promising new anti-cancer substance that kills cancers differently than existing medicines. Their article on synthesis of the substance and tests demonstrating its effectiveness in the laboratory appears in the Journal of Medicinal Chemistry, a semi-monthly ACS publication. Isamu Shina and colleagues explain that the substance called AMF-26 showed promise against certain forms of cancer in laboratory studies. The researchers focused on AMF-26's action in targeting the Golgi apparatus, a structure in cells that had never been exploited in the past. The Golgi apparatus sorts and modifies hormones, enzymes, and other key proteins for transport elsewhere. However, AMF-26 had been available in only small amounts by semi-synthesis starting from AMF-14, which was extracted from the common soil mold of the genus Trichoderma. Sheena's report describes the first successful practical synthesis of AMF-26 and laboratory tests showing that the synthetic AMF-26 is just as effective as its natural counterpart. The researchers are currently conducting laboratory studies that could lead to large-scale production of AMF-26 and its derivatives for the development of novel anti-cancer drugs. Side effects, a major drawback of many cancer treatments, are a big reason why patients stop taking their medications. But in yet another report from Japan, scientists say they have developed a new way to predict those adverse reactions ahead of time. They say the discovery could save patients from severe side effects and save drug companies time and money. Their study appears in the Journal of Chemical Information and Modeling, a monthly ACS publication. Yoshishiro Yamanashi and colleagues explain that drug effects are a profound health problem. In fact, some estimates suggest that side effects may account for up to 100,000 deaths in the United States each year. Serious side effects are the main reason why existing drugs are removed from the market and why pharmaceutical companies often halt development of new drugs after investing millions of dollars. Current methods of testing for side effects are costly and inaccurate. That's why the scientists sought to develop a new computer-based approach to predicting possible side effects. In their study, they used it to predict nearly 1,000 side effects of more than 650 drugs that already are in wide medical use. The method is based on knowledge about chemical and biological information about ingredients in those medications. They also used the approach to identify possible side effects for many uncharacterized molecules. Based on that work, the scientists concluded that the new method could be helpful in uncovering serious side effects early in the development and testing of new drugs. In our final story this week, great minds, great ideas, fetch art house prices. Give a thought a few decades to gather dust, and lo and behold, it can cost you more than a pretty penny. Take, for instance, what happened recently in California, where nearly 300 historic documents, including dozens written by well-known scientists, went up for auction. According to Chemical and Engineering News, the Society's weekly news magazine, 40 of the auctioned items, classified as science and medicine manuscripts, netted $1.2 million. That's almost 20% of the money brought in by the auction. The most expensive item in the science and medicine category sold for $240,000. It was a 1939 letter from Leo Szilard to Louis L. Strauss, both integral figures in nuclear weapons research that led to the development of the atomic bomb. Another item sold was an 1877 document by Thomas Edison. He was working on the speaking telegraph, a device that evolved into what we now know as the telephone. Edison's scribbles sold for $20,000. The auction was held by California-based Profiles in History, a memorabilia and historical document company. The company is best known for collecting Hollywood memorabilia, but its founder and president, Joseph Maddalena, has been working for 30 years with a private collector whose goal was to own the most important manuscript collection from great thinkers. In all, the anonymous collector's library has more than 4,000 items. And just in case you have a penny or two to spare, another portion of the collection is scheduled to go on sale in May. Well, that's all for now. I'm Dr. Steve Showalter for the American Chemical Society. Science Elements is adapted for podcasts from ACS Press Releases and ACS Weekly Press Packs. To access this week's Press Pack, January 16, 2013, go to www.acs.org/pressroom. From all of us at Science Elements, thanks for listening.